The program is Insight. I'm Nina Galen. Today we'll explore the question, is an internship with the State Patrol a taste of the real world? And if not, what is? Certainly not the following story, of which any resemblance to the real world is purely coincidental. I was a pretty typical journalism major, spent a lot of time in my room listening to alternative music, read Schopenhauer, watched reconstructed real-life emergencies on TV. My mother's last words jolted me out of my rut.
You're gonna graduate soon. You're gonna have to get a job and live in the real world. And you don't even know what the real world is.
So after the funeral, I tuned out 911 and tuned in Cops. Cops was the real world, on-the-spot, unscripted action. You felt you were in the line of fire. Then one day I noticed an announcement on a bulletin board at school. The State Patrol was looking for an intern in public information. Should I go for it? I asked my undergraduate advisor.
67 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation derived in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, so that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
It was as close to a yes or no as he ever gave. I took it as an affirmative, called the State Patrol, and made an appointment. Patrol headquarters is a brick office building frequented by tall, narrow, sharp-eyed men wearing dark uniforms with insignia and their fiercely loyal female office help. I had the eerie feeling that all these men were proficient with guns and maybe half the women could run windows. The vibes were unreal, like some strange out-of-body experience, and the way they looked at me was daunting, as if someone had secretly stuck the words, "bleeding heart liberal," on the front of my blouse. I just sat down with Sergeant Smith, the internship coordinator at the State Patrol, when a tornado warning drill forced the human content of the building down the stairs to the basement. Smith and I leaned against a wall, and the interview began.
The criteria generally are having a senior-level standing and a good criminal background.
My criminal background wasn't good, only one speeding ticket, but I figured I'd get the internship by default since I had strong vital signs and no one else had applied. But was the State Patrol really the real world, or was it the surreal world, a world with the intense, irrational reality of a dream? I decided to ask Dr. Hardy, coordinator for internships in the criminal justice system at my university.
The internship program allows a student to have a kind of real-world experience that helps them in deciding on future careers.
And it was the real world.
The students have had a number of different kinds of experiences there, like a ride along with a trooper on the interstate or going up in a traffic airplane. That's always a popular one. They've been in on drug busts. They've been in on high-speed chases, all kinds of things.
Wow, how real could it get? And then the phone call saying I'd been accepted as an intern. My boss mentor was Mr. Jones, the public information officer, who seemed to think that if left alone, I'd master PageMaker in an afternoon, using nothing more than the program's tutorial, a 7-pound paperback, and the wrong sort of brain. Fortunately, my first assignment was to fast-forward through 6 hours of videotaped news broadcasts, watching for mentions of the State Patrol. Boring. But oh, what was that? Rewind. Good grief, the guys being pulled over for DWI were in my class. Romberg, Mario, and the new student, Prince. Was I actually sitting in State Patrol headquarters watching troopers bust my friends on videotape? The following week, we interns were taken on a tour of the governor's mansion, where year after year troopers guard the life of a man no one would dream of hurting. Surreal.
Get in there, come on, girl! Get in there, girl!
My big break came the day I was assigned to the K-9 newsletter. I spent an afternoon at the training academy watching dogs search cars for drugs and attack troopers dressed in 50-pound French designer bite suits.
Is there any medical reason why you shouldn't participate in this exercise?
Because I'm nuts!
And here comes the guest of honor.
Okay, there you go. Now, move forward a little bit. There you go. Forward, look towards me.
Don't hurt my dog! Stand still! Hands up! Put up! Step away from my dog! Slowly!
Do a tail away.
Just tail away?
A tail away? Unreal. But mostly I monitored the videos and sorted newspaper clippings. Did my fellow interns have more meaningful assignments than I? Intern Callie.
I thought coming into this I would just have a standard video camera like somebody would shoot their family photos and maybe a couple editing bays, but they have a lot of stuff here. They have a video toaster and some pretty nice equipment. I'm pretty impressed.
Intern Foster.
I think the most interesting work that I've done was getting to know the sex crime analysis system and redoing the manual for it.
Wow, maybe there was something lacking in me. No one else had trouble finding reality. Even Schopenhauer couldn't help me. This terminally pessimistic, unpopular philosopher, despised, disowned, and pushed downstairs by his mother, living in a Europe laid waste by war, hunger, and plague, could still believe he and his work would be known to posterity, that even his mother would, because she was his mother. He didn't aim for 15 minutes of fame. Why? Because pessimistic as he was, Schopenhauer could never have imagined continent-sized holes in the ozone layer and the ominous disappearance of frogs. The day I was assigned to ride along in a patrol car, I went to tell my classmates, Romberg, Mario, and the new student, Prince, that they'd better stay sober on the roads that Sunday because I didn't want to be in the next patrol car that pulled them over. No answer. I opened the door. Lots of luck, fellas. My ride along was on Easter Sunday, not a good day for drug busts and gunplay, but Trooper Whitey managed to pull over a few speeders.
The reason I stopped you is I clocked you at 69 miles an hour. Ma'am, there's your documents back.
Thank you.
Drive careful.
Have a nice day.
The reason I stopped you is I clocked you at 67 miles an hour.
Not only didn't they have insurance, their plates weren't even registered to their vehicle. Poor guys. I could imagine Trooper Whitey ordering them out at gunpoint, calling for reinforcements for the drug dog. But strangely, all he could do was ticket them for speeding.
Drive careful.
Having recently purchased that car, they were using their old plates in transit and didn't need to buy insurance until they registered that car with new plates. Unreal. As the guys drove off without saying thank you, I was thinking that maybe what my mother called the real world doesn't exist, if ever it did. Playing roles of trooper, student, soldier, spy, we ignore the destruction of our environment and civilization. I pictured my mother looking down through a hole in the ozone.
Forget what I told you. Ultraviolet rays and magazine journalism are killing the real world. Even my friend Shopee is pessimistic. Shopee, stop that. Shopee! Shopee, don't do that.
Mom? Hey, Mom? Push him downstairs. It turns him on. For Insight, I'm Nina Galen.